2 days on horseback. We don't have that much time. All we can do is cross here, whatever it takes.
Meaning we ford that night?
Correct. It's the only way. We leave the horses here, we finish off the sentry, and the others will probably be asleep. Don't worry, the river will block out most sounds. I'll take care of the sentry. There's nothing for us to do until then, so better get some sleep. Rest ourselves now while we have the chance. We set our fording operation for 3 in the morning. Corporal Hunter took all the packs from the horses, drove the animals to a distant spot, and released them. We dug a deep hole and buried our extra ammunition and food. All that each of us would carry would be a canteen, a day's rations, a gun, and a few bullets. If we were caught by the Outer Mongolians, with their overwhelmingly superior firepower, we could never outfight them, no matter how much ammunition we might carry. For now, we were to get what sleep we could, because if we did make it across the river, there would be no chance to sleep for some time. Corporal Honda would stand sentry first, with Sergeant Hamano taking his place. Stretching out in the tent, Yamamoto fell asleep immediately. It seemed he hadn't slept at all the whole time. By his pillow was a leather valise, into which he had transferred the important document. Hamano fell asleep soon after him. We were all exhausted, but I was too tense to sleep. I lay there for a long time, dying for sleep, but kept awake by imagined scenes of us killing the sentry and being sprayed with machine gun fire as we forded the river. My palms were dripping with sweat, and my temples throbbed. I could not be sure that when the time came, I would be able to conduct myself in a manner befitting an officer. I crawled out of the tent and went to sit by Corporal Honda on sentry duty. "You know, Honda," I said, "we may be going to die here."
"Hard to say," he replied. For a while, neither of us said anything, but there was something in his answer that bothered me, a particular tone that carried a hint of uncertainty. Intuition has never been my strong suit, but I knew that his vague remark was intended to conceal something. I decided to question him about it.
"If you have something to tell me, don't hold back now," I said. "This could be the last time we ever talk to each other, so speak."
Biting his lower lip, Honda stroked the sand at his feet. I could see he was wrestling with conflicting feelings.
"Lieutenant," he said after some time had passed. He looked me straight in the eye. "Of the 4 of us here, you will live the longest, far longer than you yourself would imagine. You will die in Japan." Now it was my turn to look at him. He continued, "You may wonder how I know this, but it is something that not even I can explain. I just know."
"Are you psychic or something?"
"Maybe, although the word doesn't quite match what I feel. It's a little too grandiose. Like I say, I just know. That's all."
"Have you always had this kind of thing?"
"Always," he said with conviction. "Though I've kept it hidden ever since I was old enough to realize what was happening. But this is a matter of life and death, Lieutenant, and you are the one who's asking me about it. So I'm telling you the truth."
"And how about other people? Do you know what's going to happen to them?"
He shook his head. "Some things I know, some things I don't know.
but you'd probably be better off not knowing, Lieutenant. It may be presumptuous of someone like me to say such big-sounding things.